Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Tina's Arena, the podcast where I jive about growth, entrepreneurship, eating disorders, ADHD, basically my life lessons, and hopefully I share them with you in a meaningful way and you are able to take them, manipulate them, and make it work for you. A few weeks ago, I spoke about how sometimes it's important to regress in order to make progress. And I wanted to expand on that thought a little bit more. I have recently listened to a book by, I believe his name is Morgan Housel, called The Psychology of Money. I enjoy the book because it breaks down money in a way that I feel like a lot of people haven't talked about before, even though it is very relatable, understandable, and practical. It is how we should be viewing money, but because a lot of the things that are important or the best things that we need to focus on are really boring. It's not sensationalized. It's not gonna get any following on social media. You know, the TikTok crew is not gonna fall in love with the message because it's boring and no one wants to listen to boring advice. One of the things that he brings up in the book that I really resonate with is the idea of the long tail, I think it's called. How we do all of these little tiny actions daily, and you don't really see an impact from that until 10, 15 years later. And I was just thinking about this on a walk recently, trying to imagine being the accountant or the financial advisor of a person that feels like they're really struggling and not able to save any sort of money. What would a responsible accountant tell that person? I think the advice would go something like, just save what you can and just do what you can, because any amount of money that you put away now is going to make a big impact on your life later, because hopefully we all know and understand compound interest. Every dollar that you put away today is going to significantly multiply 20, 30, 40 years from now. So the earlier that you start, the better it's going to be. And this got me thinking, what would a good nutrition coach or personal trainer tell you to do? They're going to tell you to do the best that you can. Even if you can't exercise for an hour or two every single day, if you did 10 minutes at a time, a couple times a week to start, that's going to be great. That is going to make an impact on your life sooner or later if you were consistent with that over the long term. And I think it's the same thing with nutrition. A good nutrition coach is not going to get you to revamp your entire diet immediately. It's going to happen in small baby steps so that it's digestible. You're not going to start off eating the standard American diet and then all of a sudden shifting all of your meals to salads, because that doesn't even make sense. That's not enjoyable, and there's going to be backlash in some sort of way. You might overeat on the weekend, you might binge, you might go out and spend money because your food is boring, so you're bringing excitement in your life by spending money and going shopping. Like, it's unsustainable. I already feel like a lot of the things that I have been saying on this podcast are even starting to repeat itself already. This is the 25th episode of this podcast, and I'm already starting to feel like I'm repeating myself, because the truth is, the stuff that works is boring. The advice that will really make an impact on your life is boring. It is the daily habit of getting your steps in, getting vegetables in, getting fruit in, sleeping 8 hours a day, eating protein. It is the daily consistency of those actions that are going to make an impact in your life over the long term. You might not see it immediately, but it will happen if you just stay consistent with those actions long term. And although health doesn't have compound interest in the same way that money does, it also kind of does, because the longer that you implement these habits and the more that you practice them, the more you get good at them and the easier it becomes. And the healthier you will be and the easier, I don't even know if I'm making sense anymore. The more that you practice these habits, the easier they will become and the easier it will be for you to get healthier. And once you are already healthy, it becomes even easier for you to stay healthy and then get even more healthy on top of that. Speaking as someone who has had very low and poor cardiovascular ability, I remember when I couldn't even run a whole block. I would run maybe, 10 seconds and be tired and feel shame and just all of these feelings like, well, I can't even run 10 seconds. I know how, I've been there and I know how hard that is. But you just keep going. Eventually, you'll be able to run for 15 seconds. And then once you run for 15 seconds, it becomes easier to run 20 seconds and then 30 seconds. And before you even know it, you're signing up for half marathons. And then at that point, or even before that point, once you understand how good it is to live with a healthy body, you don't let yourself go backwards that much, especially because it is easier to maintain your fitness level once you already have it. Is that making sense? Another idea that I loved from The Psychology of Money is that Warren Buffett is not a miraculous investor. He is a pretty good investor. However, the thing that makes him the greatest is just the fact that he's been in it for longer than anybody else at this point. I believe the book said he started investing when he was 13. He's been investing for over 75 years. Most people probably get investing in their 30s, maybe 40s. Some people in their 20s, perhaps. So that means that Warren Buffett has, 10, 20, 30 years on these people. And that is why he's outperforming, because he has had skin in the game for so long. And the other important factor is that he knows how to stay in the game. He doesn't make irrational moves that would cause him to lose all of his money. That's it. It's time. The more time that you have in it, the better off you're going to be. And this, like I said, is boring. Nobody wants to listen to advice that is just like, yeah, just stick to the plan most of the time and do it for the rest of your life and then you'll be healthy. Nobody wants to hear that. Everybody wants to be like, well, what's the quick fix? How can I lose 15 pounds by next month? How can I gain 10 pounds of muscle by next year? How can I make $1 million in my business overnight? Those are the things that draw attention. However, none of those things are going to work well. And if they did work, they're not sustainable or they're not legal. You know what I'm saying? Health is a long-term game. This is a game that you are playing for the rest of your life. So stop looking for quick fix answers. They are not going to be sustainable and they are not going to impact your life in the way that you think it will. Being in my 30s now, I think that's one of the things that has made such an impact on my life. I suddenly realized that I have my entire life to do this. I'm not in a rush anymore. I don't need to lose 20 pounds by yesterday. I'm good with myself and I'm good with my body and I'm good with my health. There are certainly goals that I have and things that I want to improve on, but I'm not in a rush anymore. I can take my time. I don't need to hate myself in the process, and I don't need to hate the process. I'm going to do this in a manner that brings me joy and that makes me want to do more of it. Because if I'm trying to lose 20 pounds by yesterday, I will guarantee you that I hate my life. I'm starving. I have no energy. I don't want to talk to anyone, and I'm especially going to be hangry and annoying. And I don't want to live my life like that. So I'm going to take my time because we have so much of it. And at the same time, not that much of it. So why am I purposely going to force myself into an extreme diet now and cause myself pain and misery when I could just slow down, do it a little bit slower, and just enjoy the journey and the process along the way. And when you enjoy the process, when you do anything with the lens of love, it just becomes replenishing. And the energy doesn't run out. But if I am dieting and forcing weight loss with the lens of fear, like people are going to dislike me if I look a certain way, or I don't know, whatever it is that's causing you this feeling that you need to lose weight so bad, so fast, it's just like restricting, right? But what if you just let it all go and you just took a breath and you're like, okay, well, I have time. I don't need to ignore my goals completely, but I can teach myself how to enjoy the process. And that's another thing about Warren Buffett being a successful investor for over 75 years. He knew how to not burn himself out. He knew how to not lose all his money. He knew how to stay in the game. Because if at any point he withdrew all of his money, then it would have been over, right? But he knew not to act irrationally. He knew to keep his calm at all times, and he knew to stick to the plan and not make emotional decisions. And it's the same thing with health and exercise. Don't make emotional decisions. If you have a plan to work out every day, most days, then stick to the plan. Of course, if you are feeling tired, you can make adjustments, and you can even skip a workout every now and then, but just make sure that most of the time you're sticking to the plan, because you created the plan for a reason. There are countless stories of people making big bucks investing and immediately losing it. They were successful quickly, but did they know how to stay in the game? No, they lost everything. It's the same thing with our health, with our longevity. You need to know how to stay in the game. You need to know when to push yourself and when not to push yourself. Because if you get injured in any sort of way, you've taken yourself out of the game. Now you need to rest. Now you're bedridden for a couple of weeks. You overdid it. You overdid it with your nutrition. And now you feel like you want to binge. That's taking yourself out of the game. You're tired. You're upset. You want to eat the whole cake. That's an emotional decision. You can have cake. We're not arguing that point. But do you need to have the whole cake? Probably not. Think long term and keep yourself in the game, because whether you like it or not, you're in the game. You're in it. You're here. You're watching this video. You're in the game. Okay? So play the game. Play it long term. Stay in it. And just keep showing up. I highly, highly, highly recommend this book, The Psychology of Money by Morgan Housel. It's relatively new. It was published within the last couple of years, I believe. It's a really great way to think about your wealth and your money. But on top of that, it's just a great way to approach life. The work that matters is very unsexy most of the time. But that doesn't mean that it should not be done. So, yeah. Just keep showing up. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Tina's Arena. I hope you found it impactful. And if you did, please, I ask you to share the video podcast link with someone that you think will find it impactful as well. As small-time creators, we count on you to help spread the word about us. So please like and subscribe to the channel. And if you need to reach me, I am at tinasarena.com. See you next week. Bye.